Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nitong 29 ng Pebrero ay nagsalita si Pangulong Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos Jr. sa harap ng Federal na Parlamento ng Australia sa Canberra. Siya ay mainit na tinanggap ng Parlamento kung saan binanggit niya ang iba't ibang strategic partnership ng Pilipinas at Australia. Gayon din ang mga isyong nais niyang matutukan. Alamin natin ang iba pang detalye sa ulat na ito. Sa pagdating ni Pangulong Marcos sa Parlamento ng Australia sa Canberra, siya ay binahagian muna ng pambungad na pagbati mula kay Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
Your Excellency, President Marcos, on behalf of the Australian Government and indeed the Australian people, it is my very great pleasure to welcome you and the First Lady to our nation's Parliament. This is an historic occasion for both our democracies. It is also the natural next step in our nation's growing partnership. The bilateral relationship between Australia and the Philippines is now 78 years old. Our ties of trade and culture, friendship and family are, of course, centuries older.
Sinundan naman ito ni Opposition Leader Peter Dutton, kung saan inilarawan niya ang mga magagandang katangian ng mga Pilipino.
On behalf of the Coalition and Federal Opposition, I extend to you, President Marcos, a very warm and hearty welcome and greetings. Your Excellency, to you, to Her Excellency First Lady Marcos, and to the entire Republic of the Philippines delegation, Australia welcomes you, our Parliament welcomes you, and of course our people warmly welcome you. Millions of Australians will watch your address today, Mr. President, and when they do, they will not only see the face of a foreign leader, they will hear the words of a dear friend of Australia. And if words carry sentiments across land and sea, then to you and through you, Mr. President, I send my best wishes to the friendly, faith-fortified and fearless people of the Philippines.
Sinimulan ni Pangulong Marcos ang kanyang talumpati sa pagbabahagi ng maayos na relasyon ng Pilipinas at Australia.
As president of a proud and free country, few other honors surpass this opportunity to address one of democracy's most august institutions, the Parliament of Australia. The long-standing friendship between our two great nations transcends the 78 years of our formal diplomatic relations. It is anchored on deep bonds of mutual respect and fond affection, which find concrete expression today in the rich contributions of more than 400,000 Filipinos to Australia, comprising the fifth largest migrant community in your country today.
Isa sa mga bahagi ng kanyang talumpati ang iba't ibang isyong apektado ang Pilipinas at Australia, tulad nga ng ating mga nababanggit na climate change, gayon din ang mga tensyon sa sariling teritoryo.
Geopolitical polarities and strategic competitions threaten our hard-won peace, even as we remain beset by unresolved inequities and inequalities within and amongst nations. Powerful and transformative technologies can destabilize our political and social order. Climate change threatens our very existence. These tectonic shifts are acutely felt in the Indo-Pacific.
Samantala, pinuri naman ni Pangulong Marcos ang naging papel ng Australia sa Visiting Forces Agreement.
In August of last year, I witnessed Exercise Alon, our bilateral amphibious activity involving 560 Filipino soldiers, 1,200 Australian servicemen, and 120 U.S. Marines. Last November, we welcomed the inaugural maritime cooperative activity between Armed Forces of the Philippines and the Australian Defence Force in the Philippines' exclusive economic zone. Let this just be the beginning. Your leaders have always taken the position that the destiny of Australia is irrevocably linked to the destiny of Asia. Over the years, you have held true to this tenet. You have become a valuable member of Asia and of the Indo-Pacific community.
Naniniwala si Pangulong Marcos na magiging mas matibay ang relasyon ng Pilipinas at Australia dahil parehong nakatuon ang dalawang bansa sa pagpapalago ng kanilang ekonomiya para sa taong bayan.
Our past successes should inspire us to forge ahead in building the future to which we aspire. For the Philippines, we continue to see that future in our identity as Asians and as members of the Pacific family. Together with our Asian neighbors, and in that group I include Australia, we continue to work for a regional community that empowers all of our citizens. As Asians, we are committed to fulfilling our region's promise as a global engine of growth and in remaining true to our shared value of mutual respect, our shared desire to flourish through our diversity.
Sa kabilang banda, inalis naman sa parlamento si Green Senator Janet Rice dahil sa pagtataas nito ng signage na naglalaman na Stop Human Rights Abuses habang nagtatalumpati ang Pangulo ng Pilipinas. Sinamahan naman ni Senator Rice ang mga nagpoprotesta sa labas ng parlamento.
I'm appalled that President Marcos was invited to speak to the Australian Parliament. It is whitewashing the appalling human rights abuses that are continuing under his government. Nothing has improved compared with the outrageous human rights abuses that occurred under the Duterte regime.
Samantala, nilagdaan ng Australia ang isang panibagong kasunduan sa maritime security sa gitna ng tensyon sa pagitan ng China at Pilipinas dahil sa South China Sea. Sa West Philippine Sea, ang pagpirma ng kasunduan ay ginanap matapos ang makasaysayang talumpati ni Pangulong Bongbong Marcos sa parlamento ng Australia. Sinuportahan ni Albanese ang mga komento ng pinuno ng Pilipinas tungkol sa pagpapanatili ng kaayusan sa rehiyon, gayon din ang kalakalan. Sinabi niya na ang Australia ay nagnanais na palalimin pa ang ugnayan at panatilihin ang rehiyonal na katiwasayan.
Australia and the Philippines are in the same boat, and we share a vision for our destination, a peaceful, secure, stable, and prosperous Indo-Pacific. We know the course to follow. This is the new level of engagement our government is seeking between our two nations and indeed across ASEAN as a whole.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.